Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, listeners. This is a special edition of DiCarno's Corner, the St. Patrick's Day edition. Now, you folk may know this, but some of you may not. DiCarno, he half Irish. DiCarno mama was Irish. DiCarno daddy, he wasn't Irish at all, and he didn't really like the Irish people. He liked my mama. My daddy was a big man. My mama was a tiny woman. And my daddy was scared to death of my mama. Me and my brother, we were scared to death. My mama wasn't number 4'11", 95 pounds. She scared you to death. And like any good Irishman, she liked to have a nip or two now and again. So, this is every year on St. Patrick's Day, I wear green for my mama. My mama been up at the big kegger in the sky for about 17 years now. And we miss her, but we remember her every St. Patrick's Day. But anyway, I'm getting off track here. What I want to tell you is how we come to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Now, there was this guy. His name was Patrick. And he trying to convert the pagans in Ireland over to Christianity. Now, anybody know trying to convert an Irish person to be a good Christian? It's a monumental task. But these was even pagans. Now, they're running around naked, having the festivals, having the feast, orgies, whatever. They're having the time of their life. Why would they want to be Christian? So he don't know he's losing this battle. So he go up on this hill and he decide he just gonna think about it. And he gonna fast. So he fasting up here. He gonna fast for 40 days. And he get about halfway into it and some snakes start bothering him. Well, you know how you get when you get hungry. You know, it's like those Snickerball commercials. You turn into Joe Pesci. So he grab his crucifix and he round up every snake in Ireland and chase them straight into the sea. And there he is. Snake, you can't go to Ireland now and find, unless you go to the zoo, you can't find a snake. So the pagans and the Christians, they say, wow, this guy saved us. We can walk down the street now, ain't no puff adders, cobras, timber rattlers, whatnot, biting us. So they decided to make him a saint. So that's really, now if you get on the Wikipedia, the National Geographic, they'll tell you there weren't ever no, it's just a legend, there weren't ever no snakes in Ireland. Well, that's a bunch of gobbledygook, everybody knows it's true. I mean, I'll give you an example. The colonel at work, he got a lot of important jobs to do. And one of the jobs is to keep people from getting attacked by werewolves, vampires, zombies, things like that when they're walking out to their car. And I tell people that and they're like, well, there ain't no such thing as werewolves, vampires, zombies. And I tell them, you know what? That's because the colonel here taking care of it. Just like Patrick took care of the snakes. Why can't you just say thank you? You gotta be a big hater about it. But anyway, I'm getting off track again. In Ireland, St. Patrick's Day, a big, big deal. It's 5 days long. It's a 5-day festival. Now, here we celebrate it for one day. One day. It's the one day of the year everybody can be Irish. Everybody. You could be a Jew. You could be a Muslim. The gays, they could be Irish. Everybody can be Irish. And you can drink as much as you want and act a fool. And it's okay. Now, the other 364 days a year, it's not okay. But what you people need to do is take that day and wrap your arms around it. Feel like it, what it's like to really be Irish. Because when you're Irish, you can get by with a lot of things. Because you do stupid things and people just go, oh, he Irish. You get in a fight, you get taken off to the jail. That's where they got the name Paddy Wagon, you know. You get taken off to the jail, they just say, oh, he Irish, what do you expect from him? It's like being old. You know how your grandpa, your grandma, whatever, they do crazy things. Just say crazy things, say whatever on their mind. And people go, oh, they old. Well, that's what it's like being Irish. It's like you get a pass for everything. So I'm telling you, you can join us on the 17th. And or you can get the lifetime membership. It don't cost you nothing. Just tell everybody you're Irish. So I hope you all have a safe. Go out and have yourself a drink or two. Make sure you have a designated driver. Have a safe St. Patrick's Day. And now you know how it came about. Have a drink for Patrick. Thank you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.